IBEC and Employers for Change have published a policy paper calling for changes to the employment supports available to people with disabilities. That would include making significant changes to the grant schemes currently offered by government. People with disabilities are half as likely to be employed than a non-disabled peer here, but Ireland have one of the worst employment gaps in the European Union. Cara McCann is Head of Social Policy at IBEC. She joins me on the line now. Cara, what's wrong with the current system?
Good morning, Adam. So there are a range of barriers or obstacles to employment currently experienced by individuals with disabilities and potential employers. That can include, from the individual's perspective, everything from the fear of a loss of a medical card or benefits, prohibitive rules on retention of benefits compared to the number of working hours, or even a fear of not requalifying for their benefits if their condition deteriorates or indeed if they lost a job. On the employer side, we see a lack of awareness of disability and concerns about risk or misperceptions of what's involved or the cost of reasonable accommodation or indeed the fear of getting it wrong. And then there's these challenges also in accessing the current supports and in some cases a lack of relevance of those supports for a modern workplace, because we know that grants can be administratively burdensome with delays of weeks for payments to come through, some grants not being fit for purpose, like the Personal Reader Grant, which funds the recruitment of a person for work-related reading, despite the fact that most visually impaired individuals use assistive technology for support, but also how grants for assistance are only provided at certain stages. Ideally, you'd want a number of hours of support available for key employee communications or meetings or further development and training, which can be key for retention and progression. So all of these obstacles may limit the likelihood of people with disabilities participating in the open labour market or prevent an employer from engaging an individual with a disability in the workplace.
Ultimately, is this about spending more money on these employment supports or just being smarter about the way the existing budget is spent?
I think that's it. I think it's about looking at the focus and the direction of public funds in this area, because despite the ambition in strategies for the greater employment of people with disabilities, for every €1 of income supports, only 2.4 cent is spent on employment supports for people with disabilities. And IBEC and Employers for Change really believe that there's scope to reap real benefits, both social and fiscal benefits, if we expand the employment supports for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So we did some modelling to illustrate the impact for an individual in receipt of disability allowance or invalidity pension moving into employment and off income supports, and found that the individual would have a higher weekly income than if they remained on the payments. The savings to the state would be circa €5,000. Therefore, the person with the disability could be given an additional €5,000 in supports in the workplace, and the state would still be making marginal savings. But in terms of the positive outcomes for the individual, that would hit, you know, their economic outcomes, social inclusion, psychosocial benefits on mental health and well-being. For the employer, they're accessing a relatively untapped source of talent, and then there'd be knock-on effects for the economy with reduced reliance on supports and the cost of economic dependency, as well as the individual tax and spending.
What about the changes that the employer can make? For example, are companies doing enough to ensure their interview process and the workplace itself is accessible to everybody?
I think there's still work there to be done, and the employer is hugely important in all of this, because we need to see a sea change in attitudes and perceptions around disability, both in employment and in society, so that instead of othering people, we're making the necessary changes to ensure we do have that equitable society for all. And the social model of disability believes it's this kind of societal, attitudinal and structural barriers that make the individual disabled as opposed to a medical condition. So from an employer's perspective, we've got to look at how do our current policies and process impact an individual with a disability navigating through them. So we need to raise those awarenesses. We need to increase our knowledge. And then really it's going to involve both public and private sector collaborating on the solutions.
Cara McCann, Head of Social Policy at IBEC, thank you very much for that.